From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Kellogg's says it will stop advertising its super sugary breakfast cereals to kids under 12. It did so under threat of a lawsuit. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace is here to tell us more. And Steve, was this decision made under duress?
It was under the threat of this lawsuit. That's right.
And so why did it decide to make this decision, Kellogg's?
Well, you know, they're really not sacrificing as much as you might think. The folks who threatened this lawsuit say they're happy with the outcome, but it's no home run for them. I talked to Michael Jacobson at the Center for Science and the Public Interest, who was one of the guys threatening to sue Kellogg's, and here is his take on what Kellogg's agreed to.
The guidelines are a compromise. Some of the guidelines are good, like no trans fat, the limit on sodium, the limit on sugar is generous. It would have been nice if the guidelines said the products had to be low in sugar, made with whole grains, but that's a good start.
And you know, Madeline, that brings up what we might call the Frosted Flakes loophole here. The advertising Frosted Flakes is not restricted under this agreement. That sugar limit that Michael Jacobson just referred to is 3 teaspoons per serving, which many nutritionists think is high at breakfast. But Frosted Flakes comes in just under that, so Kellogg's can still sell them to kids.
But no Fruit loophole.
No Fruit Loophole.
Say that three times fast. Okay, so what are the guidelines?
Well, they're pretty straightforward. You can't advertise a product to kids if a serving has more than 200 calories or any trans fat or more than 2 grams of saturated fat. There's also that sugar limit plus a limit of 230 milligrams of sodium, which is about a tenth of the recommended daily ceiling for salt.
And how does this affect Kellogg's entire product line?
Well, it pulls about half of their products from being advertised to kids, but it still leaves them with a lot to sell. And by the way, they might reformulate some of their products to meet the guidelines. But, you know, there's more to this as well. Kellogg's will not use licensed characters like Shrek or brand name toys to promote foods that don't meet the guidelines. And they will not advertise at all in any school that has kids under 12, which echoes an agreement some other food companies like General Mills and McDonald's agreed to last November.
Steve, what are the ultimate goals of the people who are threatening to sue?
Well, they like the settlement as an incremental step, but Michael Jacobson, who I spoke to, says they hope the public will push for more change as a result of seeing a settlement like this, and they hope Kellogg's example will move other food companies to see they can gain something if they get out front on this issue. You know, though, Madeline, I'm worried about unintended consequences here.
Yeah, like what?
Well, like an outbreak of promiscuity if we can't advertise cornflakes. Thank God, I think they're okay under this agreement.
Wait, what? Promiscuity? What are you talking about?
Well, I was doing some research about this on Wikipedia today, and it says that Dr. Kellogg, who invented cornflakes a century ago, did it as part of a bland Seventh-day Adventist diet that was supposed to lower the sex drive. So I think our kids especially might still need those cornflakes.
Okay, you too. Thanks, Steve. That's Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.